The head of the Federal Aviation Administration is trying to deflect criticism following days of aggravation and delays for air travelers. An arson fire last week in a Chicago air traffic control center closed the city's two international airports and snarled air traffic across the country. Last night, FAA Administrator Michael Huerta visited the center that was shut down, and NPR's David Shaper covered the visit and filed this report.
FAA Administrator Michael Huerta toured the fire-damaged Chicago Air Traffic Control Center in suburban Aurora with members of Illinois' congressional delegation. And Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is shocked at the extent of the damage.
It is just stunning that this fire and the smoke and soot that came from it created such havoc in this technical, sensitive equipment.
Durbin calls the arson fire an incredible act of sabotage. Authorities say the fire was set by a disgruntled contract employee, 36-year-old Brian Howard. As a telecommunications technician, he knew exactly which cables and computers to target, posting on Facebook moments before the attack that he was going to take out the control center and his life. While he failed to commit suicide and is now in custody, he succeeded in cutting essential cables and torching critical equipment. Republican U.S. Senator Mark Kirk.
For those of you who are space nerds like I am, it looked like right after the Apollo fire with all sorts of cabling that was burnt by, what I was told, 4 gallons of gas that he brought in there to torch the place.
The fire shut down the Aurora facility, halting air traffic into and out of Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports for several hours, creating a ripple effect of thousands of flight delays and cancellations across the country. Senators Kirk and Durbin and others have raised questions about the security of the FAA facility and the screening of contract employees. And many criticize the FAA for failing to have backup systems in place. FAA Administrator Huerta's response?
The current backup plan for the agency is to get everyone on the ground safe and get them to their destination safe. It has never been that every airline would run 100% of their operations within 5 minutes of a catastrophic event.
With controllers here moving to other air traffic facilities around the Midwest, Huerta says flight operations at Chicago's airports are now almost back to normal. And he says there is a new air traffic control system under development that will have backup systems. It's called NextGen.
And it will provide us the infrastructure that we need to seamlessly and quickly transition between facilities, as well as give us additional operational capabilities.
But Huerta says NextGen is still at least 2 years away, and the system may take a decade to be fully implemented. In the meantime, he acknowledges the current infrastructure is limited. But he shifts some of the blame for that to members of Congress, saying they have underinvested for years.
We do need to continue to focus on this infrastructure deficit and making the investments that we need to make in all of our core infrastructure.
Huerta says the FAA is increasing security at all of its air traffic control centers nationwide, and he says crews are working around the clock in hopes of having the Chicago Air Traffic Control Center up and running again by October 13th. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.